once again, and welcome. I get to say my welcome to you guys. It is good to be here and to rejoice as we see this youth and children, their efforts and their joy as they sing to the Lord and with us together. And this is, as you heard from Robert and Beth in the beginning, the third Sunday. Advent is the Sunday of joy. We had, before that, we had hope, first Sunday, and then love. And I get to speak today, just briefly, maybe 45 minutes or so, about thanks, Peter, about joy. You know, it's our faith is what brings us joy, not the things that we have. Because, you know, we kind of lost everything that was supposed to give us true and lasting hope. When the world began, back in Genesis, when things are created, everything was perfect. Man had, it was in God's image. Man was in God's presence. Man was obeying God's instructions. And man was at rest. Everything was great. The joy was there. But then sin marred everything. Sin came and destroyed, and man was no longer in God's image. Not fully, at least, sorry. Man was no longer in God's presence. And man was no longer obeying God's instruction. And obviously, if you remember the words of Genesis 3, man was no longer at rest. Everything that brought men true, lasting joy because of God was gone. But even in this bleak scenario, there was hope. Because in Genesis, God said that the seed of this woman will crush the head of the snake. And that was, you know, what they call the proto-gospel. That was the initial promise of hope. There is something that is coming. And it's going to come through a child, through a boy, you know. And in those days, people were asking, who's going to be that boy? This is why for Jews, it was actually a very great curse to be barren with no child, you know. And funny thing, if you think of the first three wives of the patriarchs, the wife of Abraham, the wife of from Isaac, and the wife of Jacob. Some things I have to say in Romanian first so I can... guess what we hear about all three of them initially? The first words you hear about Sarah, the one who was supposed to be the mother of a whole nation, is... And Sarai, actually, was barren, you know. And this is just to maybe have us ask again, okay, so where is that baby going to come from? But there was still hope because God worked miracles, and God showed that he's not contained or limited by things that we see, you know. So there is this hope that brought joy to the Jews, and they kept looking ahead for who's going to be that boy that's going to grow to be a man and to bring them deliverance. And they had the joy of hope. And then when Christ came, you know, they had the hope and the joy of that coming. That, you know, the night when the angels were singing and the heaven was celebrating this amazing act that was going to happen. God came into the world as a baby. And angels knew that was the beginning of something amazing. And they were watching, expecting and full of joy, knowing that something great is about to happen. And we know that the life Christ lived, we know that actually towards the end, it was involved a lot of pain and suffering. And sometimes, you know, we can see this in Christ. To achieve the goals that are worth it, sometimes you have to pay a price. And this was the ultimate price, because to restore the true joy, he had to pay the ultimate price. But the story doesn't end there, because we know that there was a joy of resurrection. When the women met Jesus first, and when the disciple first met Christ, and he made them breakfast. Probably not eggs and... It was probably fish and chips. There was joy there. The joy of, okay, so things are not finished now. Things are actually going to continue. You know, things are still unraveling. God's plan is still coming. And there was that joy of resurrection, the hope that they had, and the love and the grace they received from Christ. You know, Christ said at one time, John, keep reading from Luke and it's kind of stuck in my head. John 15:11. It says there, I have given you my joy. Oops. Okay. Too many pages. Okay. Sorry, I was on the wrong page. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy be in you, and that your joy may be full. This is, actually, this should characterize every single Christian, that your joy be in full. Not because we have, I don't know, things to rejoice over. You know, the tree is full of chocolate, and you know, or at least, you know, when we were kids, we actually had lots of chocolates in the tree. But we actually, as the kids, we learned a skill, very good skill, to take the chocolate out, lift the wrapper nicely so it looked like a real candy, and then, you know, towards the end of the season, you just kind of try to feel which one is still full. Anyway, that's not the real joy, the lasting joy. Remember, the last Christmas, when I still believed in Santa Claus, which was actually Santa Claus, because I was in Romania, so it was actually Father Frost. You know, Santa Claus was exiled, so we had a Russian version called Father Frost. So the last year when I believed in Father Frost, remember the joy of the presents that he left. He left under the tree, and the window was open. My mom was wise enough to leave the window open. So I ran to the window to just try to catch a glimpse of who dropped the presents for me. The joy I had there was amazing, but was not lasting. The only joy that lasts forever, the joy of Christ, the joy that your heart is his. You know, we sing about all these songs, and I'm happy to hear all the Christian carols on the radio, but we sang some carols and some verses out there that just speak about the real joy that comes when your sins are forgiven, because he paid for them. That is true joy. Remember the day when you said for the first time, Father, forgive my sins. And when you knew he did, and the joy that came, that there's nothing like that. And it began at Christmas, was the beginning of the end, but it's not a true end, because there's so much joy to wait for us when we'll see Christ face to face. And we'll eat with him, we'll sit with him at the table forever. Guys, rejoice in that. We'll eat with Christ forever. Amen. That's a calorie gospel. You know, that is the true joy we should set our eyes on. I mean, here on this earth, we will still encounter troubles. People are people. The sinful nature is still wreaking havoc, and there's pain, and there's tears. People are sick. People, I don't know. There's so many pains still here. But despite the pain, we can look beyond. Remember, the true joy still awaits for us when we'll meet Christ face to face. You know, so as we come towards Christmas, just remember that the joy of the Lord is our strength. There was one day back in the Old Testament, I think it was Ezra, the priest, was reading the law. And the people heard the law, and they were struck by the fact that they are sinners. But then Nehemiah spoke to them and said, hey guys. Actually, he didn't say hey guys. He said something like this. And Nehemiah, who was the governor, and Ezra, the priest and scribe, and the Levites, who taught the people, said to all people, this day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep, because all the people wept as they heard the words of the law. And that is the proper response, actually. When you see God, when you encounter God, we should be all broken, because we all still sinners. Grace, saved by grace, but still subject to that human nature that still bugs us so much. And they were weeping. But Nehemiah said, go your way. Eat the fat and drink sweet wine, and send portions to anyone who has nothing ready, for this day is holy to the Lord. Basically he said, celebrate. And look around and make sure that everybody celebrates. If anyone that doesn't have food to celebrate with, give them. And that's a suggestion I can kind of make for all of you. Think of those who may not have something for Christmas. And do like Nehemiah said here. Eat the fat and drink sweet wine and send portions. Send portions to anyone who has nothing ready, for this day is holy unto the Lord. And do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Life is not easy. Things happen. But we're together as a family of Christ, and we rejoice looking around and knowing we're not alone. And then the joy of the Lord is our strength because we know He is present with us. He's here, and He knows us. He knows our smiles and laughter. He knows our tears and pain in the heart. And He says, be at peace. Enjoy my presence and rejoice with me. You know, when the devil destroyed or marred, actually, God's image in man, when the devil managed to make man rebellious against God and destroyed the rest that man had, Christ was not going to say, that's it, it's going to stay like this forever. No. When He came at Christmas, He came in order for us to again have full image of Christ in us. He came for us again to be able to be obedient, fully obedient to Christ. He came so that we can actually live again in God's presence. And because of that, to have rest. And that's the thing to rejoice. What the devil destroyed, the Lord made back, made whole again. And we rejoice in that. So thanks for coming here today. But please, do not focus on just one day. Remember, Christ is the same every single day. And you need, and I need Him every single day. And I pray that the joy of God will be full in you. Not because of things you have, but because you have Christ. If you do not have Christ, if you do not know the joy of Christmas, talk to me or one of the elders. We're happily going to share with you how can you get that joy. Because we should all have it for Christmas. Remember, I was 23. I had spent 22 Christmases without Christ. As a young communist and atheist, I did not believe in God. And one Christmas, December of 1993, I was singing carols, and I believed what I said. And I will never forget the joy of my first Christmas. And I hope you have it too. You don't have to be, you know, age doesn't matter actually. You can have that joy even today. And I'm praying for that, for me and for you. And if you don't have the joy, do not leave this place until you pray with someone to receive that joy. Amen. And I will start.